Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's me. I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Now, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Say whatever's on your mind. Remember, today is Free for All Friday. So call into the show. Talk about whatever you want, or just call into the show to say hello. I don't mind. So, and again, Thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those that are listening via the internet, thank you. If you're on my show page right now, you'll see an icon in pretty much in the middle of the show page that says follow this show. Click on that icon and you can set it up where it comes where a message comes to you via email or via your mobile device that lets you know about a half hour before the show starts, a little bit about the show, some of my show notes, and this type of thing. That way, it'll give you time to get to a place to sit down and get comfortable, and it'll also keep you up to date on my show so you won't miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? So do that for me. Also, those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening to the show as well. 818-301-5834. Now, our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax needs, call Certified Public Accountant Laura Freeman Williams. Now, you can call her at 770-732-0244. Her office number, again, is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I know you guys are off work. You got a big weekend coming in, Memorial Day weekend. I know I'm excited about it, and I know you're excited about it to be off work and don't have to go back until Tuesday or so. It's a great thing. Okay? And I have a special show on Sunday. You know, you guys know I don't usually do the show on the weekend, but I'm doing a special live remote on Sunday from a tailgate at Turner Field at the Braves game. I'm doing a tailgate at the Braves game on Sunday with some friends from work and all, and we're going to have a great time. So listen in to the show. Hear some of those guys, and we're going to be having a great time. Wish you all could be there. We're going to be in the green lot at Turner Field just having the best time that we can, okay? And so don't forget, Sunday, same time, 6:30, we're going to be broadcasting live. We're doing a live remote from Turner Field on Sunday at 6:30, all right? So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. We have a great show set up for you tonight. Like I said, it's Free Fall Friday. If you guys don't call into the show and talk about what you want to talk about, then I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about. Now, I want to apologize for my show last night. This was actually out of my control. I was in the middle of my show last night, and everything just went blank. My screen went blank. I couldn't get back on the show. I know I had listeners up on the show. I know I had listeners out there that were listening via the internet, people that were listening on the cell phones, all this kind of stuff. And again, I'm not sure what happened. I didn't get an email or anything talking about something that went wrong with the show, but it just shut down on me, and I couldn't get back on the show. So I apologize for that. Forgive me. Thank you. But last night I had the show going just right. I mean, I had the show going just right. I think I had all the ears set next to their speakers on their computers and they were listening. All the ears that were listening via cell phone, they were quiet. They were listening. Because last night, or the show on yesterday, and I believe I'm going to do this show again maybe on Tuesday, next Tuesday of next week. I'm going to try to do this show again. But the show was about, the show was entitled Cheating Men. And cheating men are more likely to die while having sex. Now, And like I said, cheating men. I don't know about cheating women, but this was a study that was done about men. And it was a study from the University of Florence. I don't know where it is, anything University of Florence, never heard of it. But they suggest that sudden death is more likely to occur when men are having extramarital sex in strange places than when engaged in repetitive, familiar sex with their spouses. Now that's pretty wild. And I say extramarital, and that means, I know you guys know what it means, but some people may not. Extramarital means something you're doing outside of your regular marriage. Extra. Something you're doing extra outside of your regular marriage. Like you say, extracurricular activities at school, that means something that you do outside of school or after school. So that's what this is talking about, extramarital sex. And that's what happens. Usually people that are cheating, they do it in a strange place. You know, whether it's in a car, in the woods, in a hotel, in a bathroom, you know, whatever it is, then that's what happens. And they say it's not because the wives kill them. They say they aren't sure why this phenomenon is this. But it could be the men are more likely to be full of alcohol and rich food at the time of the coitus. I don't know what that means. I need to look that up. COITUS. Maybe you guys know what that means. Rich, they be full of alcohol and rich food at the time of coitus than they would be during another dismal evening at home with the old ball and chain. These aren't my words, guys. I'm reading from an article. Okay? I'm reading from an article. It's not my words. And then it's also been suggested that guilt and the stress of keeping the affair a secret might play a part as well. So that the guilt that one feels and the things they do to keep the affair or whatever a secret, they probably have a lot to do with it as well. Now, this is either way, it may be time for cheaters to shed their swords if they hope to fight another day. Okay, so you guys that are out there, you know who you are. If you're running around a little bit, moving here and moving there, and touching here and touching there, you may want to think about that. But I don't know how, you know, good that stuff is or those things are. But we'll talk about it next week, okay? We're going to talk about it next Tuesday. In the meantime, Free Fall Friday, guys, 818-301-5834. That's the number to the show. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Now, another thing that I'm grabbing a hold of, and I can't seem to put this article down, but I'm going to read something someone wrote about that they, you know, they let people put in comments down here. Buck Steele says, newsflash, darling, we all die, statistically, even you. If I had to speculate, though, I would say he's already cheating. You're just not smart enough to catch him. So that's probably a woman saying that. And someone else just said marriage is a scam. It's this this woman, Betty, says, full of alcohol and rich food and stress of lying, probably so. The guilt, not hardly. Jashin says, my guess is if they're cheaters, they probably have a lot of other bad habits that aren't exactly good for their health either. There are probably a lot of contributing factors. Let's find a good one here. The Kendra friend says, I think it's mostly because they choose to keep it secret. Certain secrets bring on a lot of stress after all. Then adding the act itself, which is physically satisfying and physically taxing, the combination of all of it can definitely make a man have a heart attack. That's pretty wild there, you know, that's how that thing goes. It's pretty wild. But we're gonna get into this on Tuesday a little more. I'm gonna dig in deep and try to find a little more information on this, and we're gonna get into it on Tuesday. And it, again, remember, our subject's gonna be cheating men more likely to die while having sex. It didn't say anything about cheating women. It says cheating men are more likely to die while having sex. A study that was done by the University of Florence. So, again, we'll get into that on Tuesday, since I don't know what happened to my show last night, but everything just fell apart on me. So, again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, all you Astro alumni out there that are listening to the show tonight, again, thank you for listening in. Now, I have been seeing where some people are starting to come alive now, starting to kind of pull up out of the ground and starting to come alive, and dropping some notes out there about, you know, they're not getting emails and things like that for reunion notes. Anyway, now I'm seeing people starting to pop out of the woodwork and saying that they're not getting emails. So, like I said, you can contact Phyllis Wiggins, or you can contact Rhonda Pitts. And they both are on Facebook, so you can find them on Facebook. You can search for them on Facebook and find them, send them a message, let them know you're not getting the emails, and or send them an email, let them know you're not getting the emails, and send them your email. Ask them to add you to the class email list so that you'll start getting all the notes from the reunion planning committee, all right? And if you want to be a part of the reunion planning committee, let them know that as well. Now, on tomorrow at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, meeting in Astro Park, and that's on the campus of Douglas High School, Jerome Cade is shooting a video, and he wants the class of 82 alumni to show up with your black and gold on. Now, you show up with some purple and white and green and all this stuff on, you may not be in the video. I don't know now. I'm just saying. That's what was in the newsletter. They want you to show up with your black and gold on. Not purple and white. Not blue and green. Not pink. Black and gold. Come on, guys. And so that's going to happen at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at Astro Park. If you want to be a part of it, show up. Be there. Be on time, and they'll get you in the video. Okay? And like I said, if you're not getting the emails, just give Phyllis or Rhonda a holler, and they'll get you set up on the email list. Okay? Now, today was had been. I know a lot of you guys don't know, and some, you know, some stuff, different things I've got going. I got, you know, got a lot of graduation going. I have my youngest daughter. She's leaving elementary school. She's going to middle school next year, so I had to attend her graduation and their graduation ceremony. And then I've got another, you know, my oldest daughter. She's going to the 13th grade, so she's getting ready to graduate from high school, and she'll be going to the 13th grade in the fall. And so her graduation is tomorrow night, and I have to attend that. Then on Sunday, I'm doing the Braves game on Sunday. I'm doing a live broadcast from the Braves game on Sunday. Tune in, 6:30. We're going to be on ESPN at 8 o'clock. So tune in, 6:30 on Sunday for my live on-location broadcast from the Braves game, okay, on Sunday. And then, of course, Monday is Memorial Day. I know all of you guys call me, please. Invite me over. I like baby back ribs. I like corn on the cob. I love baked beans, coleslaw, cornbread, and then I like either sweet potato pie or ice cream or something like that for dessert. So if you guys have a menu like that, call me, write me in on the show and say, Frank, come over to my place and have some Memorial Day vittles and give me your address and I'll show up and I'm gonna expect to eat. I'm gonna expect to eat that. So call me, invite me over. Of course I'll be doing some things myself at the house on Monday. I think I'm going to get up early on Monday, get things going and get things done, because I'm going to be trying to do a little, you know, a little icing in a glass on Monday as well, okay? So tune in. You know, and again, call into the show, 818-301-5834. The number again is 818-301-5834. Guys, I really, really do appreciate you guys listening to the show. And you don't know how much I do, because I can't physically see you eye to eye and tell you how much I appreciate you guys listening to the show. But my numbers on the show, they give me my numbers every night after the show. My numbers on the show have been mind-boggling. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some people don't understand why I jump here and try to get in here and get my show done at 6:30. But it's because of you guys. Because I know that you guys are out there listening. I mean, I was flabbergasted. I don't know if that's the right word, but my mind was blown. That's a good word for it. My mind was blown, and that's not hard to do, but my mind was blown when I had 1,000 people that listened to my show in one night. I've got more than that now, but my mind was blown at 1,000 people. And, you know, after my show failed last night, in the middle of my show, and my show failed last night, someone suggested to me that, Frank, you know, they wanna start advertising on your show. They want to put some advertisements on your show and start making some money from your show. And that's why they're starting to do different things to pop you down, and maybe you'll step up and get a bigger show. I don't want a bigger show. And if Blog Talk Radio listening to my show right now, I don't want a bigger show. I can't do a bigger show. I can't physically do a bigger show. I can't do 2 hours a night. I can't do 4 hours a night. It's just not feasible to me with my work schedule. So I'd like to keep it like this. But that's, you know, that's all that is because you guys listen to my show. And that's a credit to you, not me. But I promote the show on Twitter, and I promote it on Facebook, and I also promote it on Blog Talk Radio because a lot of people are hooked up to my show online through my show page. So if, you know, people there are my Facebook friends, I got a lot of Facebook friends, that's who pick up and see that I'm doing the show, you know, at a certain time if they're on Facebook, or people that follow me on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's the number, 82 Astros Alumni. You can go on Twitter and follow me on Twitter, and I promote the show there on Twitter every day. You'll get my show notes right there on Twitter, and of course Facebook. So guys, again. It's Friday. I want to thank you guys for listening to my show. I know I do it a lot, but I don't think that thanking people for something that they do for you is too much. So that's why I do it all the time. Someone will probably be hitting me over my head in a few minutes and say, shut up. But that's what I do. And I appreciate that. And again, 818-301-5834. Don't forget about Sunday. Sunday at 6:30, same time, same place. I'm going to be broadcasting live from Turner Field on Sunday. Frank, how you pull that off? Well, I didn't really pull anything off. I just sent some things out and got some responses, and boom, voila, there I am. And my wife and I are going to be going up in the 755 Club. I've been in there before, but she hasn't. But I've been in there before. We're guests. We go up in the 755 Club. It's, if you go online and look, I think you can search, just Google 755 Club at Turner Field, and you'll be amazed at the setup that they have right there at the ballpark. It is it's mind blowing to see all the memorabilia and everything that's in the 755 Club, and the atmosphere and the food. I mean, you know, who can say? I mean, food is top of the line, and drinks, and then you can sit out on the edge of the club and with private seats and watch the game. But I'm gonna have a few more friends there with me, so I'm just gonna be there for a few minutes, and then I'm gonna go to my regular seat with my other friends. So again. Thank you guys for listening to the show. I got about a minute left. Now, again, don't forget about tomorrow, 10 a.m., Astro Park. All the Class of 82 Astro alumni, be there for the video with your black and gold on. Say it with me. Black and gold again. Black and gold again. Black and gold. So have your black and gold on tomorrow, guys. I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Love you guys. Listen in Sunday. I'll be here Sunday at 6:30 live from Turner Field. Love you guys. Have a great night. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And have a great weekend and Memorial Day. I'll see you.
And things that they don't want to take responsibility for.
Sorry for the time.